our neighbours, our relations now with mobile phones. I mean, we have so much help from people, our neighbours, doctors that were off duty. We had so much help, but all we needed an ambulance. She could not be removed from the road. We needed an ambulance with a spinal board. The first responders. Now I have to say that the personnel that night attended the scene, the paramedics, the crews who arrived were excellent. They are so dedicated to their job. Their hands are tied. They work so hard under such stressful conditions. I mean, I could not stress enough how professional and how helpful the paramedics were when they arrived, but they just can't get there. And this negative publicity, it's not the actual people who are on the ground doing the job. Their hands are being tied, you know.
It's also been stated in this report, and you're saying this isn't the full report, but what it does say is this, that consideration should have been given to requesting a helicopter ambulance from the Emergency Aeromedical Service. Do you think that could have made a difference?
We will never know, Sean. We will never know. Mum didn't get a chance that night. All we wanted that night was that all things that could have been done would have been done. And yes, there seems to be that they can request air backup. It wasn't done on the night. Also, I believe there is a link with Aunt Miguel's in hospital. I don't know if they see. With regard to the report, there's quite a number of outstanding things that have not been addressed, and we have. That's why we were surprised and actually shocked and very annoyed that this report has gone into the public arena before it was completed, because there's quite a number of outstanding questions that we have passed on to the HSE and that they were about to respond to us. It's not a complete report. What has appeared in the paper today is only one aspect, and the aspect is that Letterkenny Hospital is being blamed for what happened that night, and that is not the whole case.
Well, I mean, I'm grasping entirely what you're saying here. You're saying that it's in your view, not fair to blame the hospital for this situation, because even if there had been an ambulance available in Letterkenny, it wouldn't have made, you don't think, it would have made the difference, because it still would have had to travel to Condonna, which would have taken it probably, how long did you estimate, 50 minutes?
It would have taken the guts of 40, 45
okay.
minutes to arrive. It was going to be 45 minutes late. On that particular night, an ambulance did come available 9 minutes later. Had there been an ambulance sitting ready to take off from Letterkenny, once that call came in, it still would have taken 40, 45 minutes, 15 minutes to stabilise Mum before they could move her. Another 40 minutes up the road. If you add that all up, being you're way outside of the golden hour, it's going to take at least an hour and a half or longer. Mm. And that's without a delay. That's having an ambulance sitting ready to roll from Letterkenny, trying to meet the needs of people in Inishowen, and I can only speak for Inishowen, but it's a problem across the whole of the county, and not only in our county, but in loads of counties. There's people sitting, waiting on ambulances, where they should actually be in the local community. There should at least be two ambulances sitting in Carndonagh, ready to roll if a call comes in. And that's the way it was before November. And Mum's accident happened in December, a month later.
Can I ask you this question, Davina? Was an ambulance called from Derry?
I can't answer that question because that wasn't addressed in the report.
Well,
but I do believe that there is a cross-border thing that Galvin will respond. See, the report is incomplete.
Okay.
It is incomplete.
And as you know, I mean, you're mentioning Condona there, but of course, as we know, there are other incidents, and there was one reported just within the last week of a man in Letterkenny who waited quite a substantial time because the nearest available ambulance was somewhere near to Ballybuffet.
Yeah, the only reason that that I agreed to come on your show this morning is that people are not aware of the situation, the dangerous situation that we're living in here in Inishowen. Because when you need the ambulance, it may not be there. Now, in December the 30th, we needed an ambulance urgently for my mum, and it took 50 minutes for an ambulance to arrive, and by the time we stabilised her and all, and it was 20 minutes before they left the scene. I mean, however, my dad also, I had to call an ambulance a few months later, but we were very lucky that the ambulance arrived within 6 minutes. So it's just luck. It's like winning the lotto. You may, if you make that call, you may get the ambulance, or you may not. So it's very important that people are aware that if you need that ambulance, you may not get it. You may have to wait. And if I would appeal to people that if this has happened in their families, that they get in contact with their TDs, and let's try and put pressure on the TDs to get this changed.